From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, rebop, boom, spam. George Burns and Gracie Allen. Our show with his orchestra. Singing glee with a smoothie street. Last but not least, and with Bud Heaston.
Fun with Burns and Allen, and another helpful hint for you women who are looking for something different to serve for dinner. Give the family baked Spam. That's the easy way to have meat for dinner that really hits the spot. Just open a can of Spam, stud the delicious meat with cloves, and slip it into the oven. The simple directions are right on the Spam label, and it only takes but a jiffy. Now, once your family tastes the tender, juicy goodness, the meaty flavor of baked Spam, you'll find yourself serving Spam often. Spam has a finer flavor, extra goodness, because it's different. A perfect combination of pork shoulder with ham meat added. Try baked Spam for dinner tomorrow. Be sure to tell your food dealer you want S-P-A-M Spam. Here they are, those two delightful Spam stars, George and Gracie.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, George, you ought to see the cute new Christmas hat I ordered. In front of the hat, there's a little feather sticking out, and it's a beautiful thing.
What's the feather for?
Well, that's so when a fellow kisses me, he'll really be tickled.
Gracie, why don't you put a little windshield wiper under the hat so you can brush off the lipstick at the same time?
Uh-huh. You're just trying to mix me up so I'll say silly things.
Yeah. That's hard to do.
I love Christmas. Remember last Christmas?
Yeah, there was your brother coming down the chimney with a sack on his back.
Yeah, and there was Santa Claus right behind him hollering, "Stop thief."
Yes, and he looked very smart in his dark blue suit.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good laugh by chimney.
And, George...
Couldn't have got the flu with that joke.
George, I spent all day making out my Christmas list. Here it is.
Christmas list?
Yes.
Well, there's about 3 pages full of stuff.
Well, those are the things I want you to get me.
Me to get you?
Yes.
Well, this is fine. One diamond ring, one mink coat, one new Cadillac. Gracie, the only thing you left out is a ticket for the Rose Bowl game.
Well, oh, I wouldn't think of asking for anything that expensive.
I could always get the Seaboard Loan Company to finance it. To write a list like this, you must have had a lifetime fountain pen.
Well, as a matter of fact, I had some ink left over, so I wrote a play we're going to do tonight.
You wrote a play that we're doing tonight?
It's a newspaper story.
Look, I wish you'd stop writing these silly plays.
The name of the paper is The Los Angeles Sun.
The Los Angeles Sun?
Comes out once a week.
Gracie, you know nothing about writing plays.
I do, too.
You do not.
Say, Gracie, instead of calling your paper the Los Angeles Sun, why don't you call it the Daily Spam?
The Daily Spam?
Well, sure. So when those newsboys yell extra, they'll have something extra to yell about.
Yes, and people will eat it up.
Hell, yes.
You know, Bud, you're really a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius with a light brown hair.
Well, anyway, Gracie, you're not going to do this play, and you know nothing about it.
I do, too.
And I just assume you'd stop writing.
Bueno, una vez antes de que se meten en líos, yo tengo una cosa de Christmas que es muy importante que quiero yo arreglar.
Well, he's down in the cellar again. What is it, Senor Lee?
Senor Burns, maybe you can help me out. My brother, she's a musician. I want to get him a little knack-knick for Christmas.
Well, if your brother's a musician, why don't you get him a saxophone?
He's got one.
What about a trombone?
He's got one.
Does he have a fife?
Oh, yes, and 2 kids.
No, no, a fife is a long, skinny thing.
That's her.
Look, a top layer, will you just stay back there with the band and stop interfering down here?
Hello, Sam's niece, Aunt Gracie Allen speaking. Who? Oh, how are you? What? Yes, I read it, but I think the second act should have a little more suspense. Well, my advice would be to keep the husband out of the cafe scene and bring him in just before the curtain. And in that way, you'll have a stronger finish. Oh, that's all right. Don't mention it. I'm always glad to help. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Noel Coward.
Noel Coward?
Yes.
Well, I give up. All right, on with the play.
No, just a minute. Sound man, I want you to be on your toes today because there are a lot of sound effects in the play.
Hey, sound man, 4 years in Harvard. Gracie's talking to you.
Just a moment, Mr. Burns.
Oh.
I'm reading a letter that my 2-year-old boy wrote to Santa Claus.
A 2-year-old boy can write?
Oh, yes. Listen. Dear Santa Claus, ?
Question mark?
Yes. If the rigors of your seasonal voyage from your polar habitat are not too strenuous, would it inconvenience you to remit to the undersigned the following paraphernalia post-haste and to wit?
A 2-year-old child wrote that?
Yes. Backward, isn't it?
Yes, very backward, yes.
The following are his requests. 1 copy of Roger's Thesaurus, 1 Michromatic Solar Telescope with a 22-millimeter lens concave ground, and 1 guinea pig, 1 rabbit, and 1 frog for scientific dissection.
How can a 2-year-old child write anything like that?
Mr. Burns, he happens to be a quiz kid.
Well, just watch the sound effects and on with the play. Music!
Hear the clanking of the presses as the paper goes to press. It's a Goofy Gazette and it's Gracie Allen's pet.
Georgie is not our reporter.
I'm the reporter.
He's the reporter. This is Gracie's latest play.
Artie writes the scandal column.
I look through the keyhole.
He looks through the keyhole. Yes, this is Gracie's latest play.
But Heaston draws the funny.
I'm a regular Peter Arno.
Does he get a lot of money?
Arno, Arno. Senor Lee is the gayest one of all. The reason is a secret and I'll tell you why he's gay.
The reason I'm so happy is 'cause I'm not in display.
Gracie rolled the part that way.
Now Gracie, will you tell me who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Oh, nuts, who are you?
Yes, who are you?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, me? Oh, my? Oh, me? I'm the owner of the paper, ha, 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 ha.
This is Gracie's latest, greatest play.
Hello, City Desk. Editor Gracie Allen speaking. What? Oh, my goodness. Where did you find out? Oh, gee, thanks for telling me. I better call the press room.
Press room?
Stop the presses. Hold the front page for rewrite.
Stop the presses. Okay, Chief. What's the rewrite?
Today is Monday, not Tuesday.
Editor Allen?
Yes?
That notorious gangster, Spike Stetson, is outside to see you.
Stetson? You mean public enemy number 6 and 7/8?
Yes.
Send him in. Meanwhile, I better get this editorial off. Oh, I don't know why I can't read these things after they come out of the typewriter. Maybe I shouldn't have used the ribbon to tie up those Christmas packages. Come in.
Hiya. I'm Spike Stetson. I heard a lot about your paper. Is it true that you're trying to clean up conditions here in this city?
Oh, just a minute. Let me read my paper. Yeah, it's true.
Well, we got a crooked warden at the prison, and me and my mob was wondering if you could expose him.
Oh, well, that's terrible. He'll give that prison a bad name.
Yeah, conditions are something awful. We don't mind him giving us phony tips on the races, or picking our pockets while we're in a straitjacket. But we do object to him charging us 40 cents for a banana split.
Well, how much ice cream does he put into it?
One ball as big as my fist.
Boy, what a scoop. What flavor did he give you, chocolate or vanilla?
Pistachio.
Pistachio? Why, the brute.
Then you'll do something.
Do something? My father before me was a publisher. He was a great crusader for honesty and integrity, and before he died, he said one thing.
What's that?
Oh.
Well, you made me a happy man. Goodbye.
Yes, Editor?
Send-in reporter Burns, reporter Heaston, and reporter Shaw.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Chief.
Hello, Chief.
Hello, Chief.
Hello, Steve.
It's Steve. Who are you?
Isn't this the big town program?
No.
Oh, pardon me. I'm the wrong script. What is it, Chief?
Reporters, our paper has a chance of beating all other papers in town to a great story.
Goody, goody.
We've got to expose the warden of our local prison. He's a crook.
Dear, dear.
You know, he's the worst warden we've ever had. He's cruel, inhuman, unjust. He's even gone so far as to charge the prisoners 40 cents for banana slips.
My, my.
And what do you think he uses? Pistachio ice cream. What's that?
Some of the nuts got stuck in my teeth.
Well, this is fine.
Say, I've got an idea. You reporters go out and get yourselves arrested. And while you're in prison, we can get the real lowdown on the warden. It'll be worth a fortune to you.
Now, wait a minute. Who ever made a fortune out of being in prison?
Humphrey Bogart.
Now, look, Chief.
Say, Editor, I think you've got a good idea, but how are we going to get ourselves arrested?
Oh, let me think now. The toughest guy in the country is Trigger Joe, and he's in jail. Well, he ought to know how to get you boys in.
Yes, Editor.
Get me Trigger Joe at the penitentiary.
Yes, ma'am.
Very well, Chief, yeah. I shall incarcerate myself in prison, yeah. The traditions of the paper are far greater than any individual, yeah.
Senor Burns, with that acting, you sound just like Edward H. Robinson.
You mean Edward G. Robinson?
I don't know. You sound like H to me.
Quiet back there. We're doing a play.
I've got the penitentiary for you, Editor.
Hello, penitentiary?
Yes?
I want to speak to Trigger Joe. I want to speak to Trigger Joe.
I'm sorry. Your party was just hung up.
Oh, let me see. Now, how can I get you fellas in jail? Murder? No. Robbery? No. Oh, I've got it. Here's a way that never fails. You got a car?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, go downstairs and double park.
Double park? Well, that never misses.
Now, the curtain goes down in our first act, and during the intermission, Artie Shaw and his orchestra, who are now appearing at the Palladium here in Hollywood, will play Dancing in the Dark.
Thank you.
Editor Gracie Allen's ingenious plan to get reporters Burns, Heastend, and Shaw into prison worked better than anticipated. We now pick up the three reporters as they start their third year in prison.
Oh, don't worry, boys. I'll get you out of here if it takes me the rest of your lives.
I've got 2 years. It's driving me mad.
Driving you mad? It's driving us all mad. All we hear day and night, night and day, are those shuffling feet out in the yard. There they go again. Meat, 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 meat.
There he goes, folks.
Meat.
He's
meat.
Going stir crazy again.
Meat, meat, meat. Say, George, did you hear how Susie got her man? The one all the girls call Smooth Talking Sam?
It looks like I was right. Sure enough. We bet a Yuma, Bud. He might get rough.
No, Bud, I didn't hear how Susie got Sam, but I'll bet a wooden dollar it's got to do with Spam.
Well, Artie, all men like delicious tender meat, so Susie served Sam a meat you can't beat. She served baked Spam when Sam came to dine. Yum Yum, said Sam, makes Spam taste so fine. Spam has a better flavor, said Susie to Sam. It's pork shoulder meat combined with ham. That's why Spam has an extra good flavor. Serve it soon. Do your family a favor. You can serve Spam cold, you can serve Spam hot. No matter how you use it, Spam sure hits the spot. For tender tasty meat, put Spam on your table. Easy recipes you'll find on the Spam can label. It's easy to serve. Baked Spam, said Susie, gives you plenty of time for an afternoon snoozy. So Susie said to Sam, Spam sure tastes fine. Sam said to Susie, will you please be mine? Thus ends the story of Susie and Sam, the gal who got her man because she served him Spam. Tomorrow, when you go to your favorite food store, shout, I want Spam when you open the door. I wish the smoothies were here to get me out of this thing. I'd stop talking if I could hear them sing.
Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
Heastend, Burns, and Shaw, get in there. The warden wants to see you.
I'll be right back, Chief.
And George, keep a stiff upper lip.
Thanks.
Your plate is slipping.
Well, Warden, here we are.
I sent for you boys because I'd like to tell you something.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you something, Warden. We're not convicts, we're reporters. We know all about your graft here in the prison. Last night we stole into your office and went through your files. And we know everything.
Well, I guess you've got me, boys. I might as well confess. I sell guns to the prisoners.
Well.
I sell paroles to the lifers.
My.
I sell files to the burglars.
Dear. Bud, write that down.
Haven't got a pencil.
I sell pencils, too.
Dear. Our paper will expose you as soon as we get out.
I bet you're not getting out. In an hour from now, you three boys will be sitting in the electric chair in the gas chamber, and then you'll be hanged.
I'm not taking any chances.
You forget the power of the press. Our editor, Gracie Allen, will have us out of here in no time.
I'll get it, Warden. Hello, this is Artie Shaw speaking. Oh, hello, darling. Yeah, dear. Of course I love you. No, can't make the usual time tonight. You bet. Hold the wire a minute, darling. Warden, it's your wife. She wants to talk to you.
His wife! Come on, boys.
Well, boys, how did you make out?
How did we make out? We've only got an hour to live. What do we do?
Oh, let's go to a newsreel. That'll kill an hour.
Editor Allen, you got us into this and you've got to get us out.
Oh, wait a minute now. Have you got a file?
Yes.
Well, work on my nails while I'm thinking.
Hurry, we've got less than an hour.
Wait, I've got it. I'll use influence. Quick, we haven't got a moment to lose. George, take a letter to the President of the United States.
The President of the United States?
Yes.
All right.
Letter. My dear President. Read that.
Read it back?
Yes, read it back.
My dear President.
No, there's something wrong with that letter. Take out the word President.
Okay.
Read it back.
My dear.
Oh, there's still something wrong.
Yeah. Can't say my dear to the president.
Take out the word dear and put back the word president.
Okay.
Read it back.
My president.
No. Maybe I better not say my, huh? No. He's really not my president. He belongs to everybody.
Yes, he belongs to everybody.
Take out the rest of it.
Okay.
Read it back.
Gracie, I can't read nothing.
George, watch your grammar.
I've got an idea. Supposing you just say, my dear president.
Well, that's much better. Why didn't I think of that in the first place? All right, mail the letter.
mailed a letter.
Yes.
But you didn't tell him anything.
Well, who am I to tell him anything? He's the president.
Oh, yes.
Boys, it looks like we're through. Here comes the prison executioner.
Boys, I'm sorry to do this, but orders is orders. Before you're electrocuted, I've got to slip the leg of your trousers.
Drafty, isn't it?
You said it.
Well, boys, my last request will be for them to let me take along a can of Spam.
A can of Spam? But how do you know where you're going?
What difference does it make? Cold or hot, it hits the spot.
Well, I guess this is the end.
Still, there are three more pages.
Oh, quiet.
Well, after I'm gone, I want them to scatter my ashes on the dance floor of the Palladium.
Why, Artie?
It's slippery there.
Editor Allen, this is all your fault. I'm too young to die. I want to live. I love life. I want to be gay. I want to go to Ciro's. I want to dance till dawn. The rumba, the mazurka.
Senor Burns, with you, your acting will win the Pulitzer Prize.
Senor Lee, it isn't Pulitzer. It's Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer. P-U.
You said it.
Oh, quiet. Time is flying. There must be some way out.
I've got an idea. I'll get you out. Where's the prison phone?
Right here.
Hello, this is Editor Gracie Allen speaking. My reporters want to escape. How do they go about that? Oh, I see. They'll need three guard uniforms, three guns, a rope, and a fast car. How much will that be? $128, thanks. George, make out a check for $128.
To whom?
To the warden.
The warden? The warden is selling the stuff to escape with?
It'll be here in 2 hours.
In 2 hours, we'll be needing lilies.
He sells those, too.
Look, Gracie, we've only got 10 minutes.
Editor Allen, I'm one of the trustees here. You can still save the lives of your reporters.
How?
There's a fast car downstairs. You can be at the governor's house in 8 minutes, and you'll have 2 minutes left to talk to him and stop the execution.
Then go quickly, Gracie.
Yes, don't let anything stand in your way.
Every second counts.
Yes, there's no time to waste. I'm off. Goodbye, I want to say goodbye. I'm on my way, goodbye, to plead for your pardon.
Goodbye, she's on her way, goodbye. She wants to say goodbye. Let's say goodbye.
We'll be proud of our conquering hero. She's on her way, goodbye.
Goodbye.
May heaven speed her on her way and bring her safely back someday. She's gone.
I've come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. In fact, I've come to say goodbye. I mean, I've come to say goodbye. I'm on my way, goodbye. I'll fly to the governor.
She wants to say goodbye. She's on her way, goodbye. Let's say goodbye.
We'll be proud of our conquering hero. She's on her way, goodbye.
Goodbye.
May heaven speed her run away and bring her safely back someday. She's gone.
I've come to say goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. In fact, I've come to say goodbye. I mean, I've come to say goodbye. I'm on my way, goodbye. I leave to retrieve you.
She says she wants to say goodbye. She's on her way, goodbye. Let's say goodbye.
We'll be proud of our conquering hero. She's on her way. Goodbye.
Bye.
May heaven speed her on her way and bring her safely back someday. She's gone.
I come to say goodbye.
Get out! Well, there's 9 minutes left, but she can still make it.
Listen, that's the car.
Yeah, that means she's on her way.
Do you hear that, prisoners? We're saved! We're saved!
Hooray!
Hooray!
I've come to say goodbye.
I give up!
Well, will George, Bud, and Artie really get the chair? Will Gracie get to the governor in time to save them? I'm just dying to find out, aren't you? Tune in next week.
Give your family good meals and get saved time for your last-minute Christmas shopping is a problem you can solve with Spam. S-P-A-M. Originated by Hormel, Spam is absolutely the most popular new meat item brought out in a generation. Thousands of families now use it regularly because, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. If you haven't yet tried Spam, now is the time. You're really missing something. Handy, convenient, easy to use, Spam is delicious meat that's different. Try Spam tomorrow. Just be sure you say to your food dealer, I want Spam.
Driver, step on it. We've only got 2 minutes.
Miss, I'm going as fast as I can. We'll make it.
Oh, dear. Oh, wait a minute. Stop the car right here.
Is this the governor's mansion?
Oh, no, it's the May Company. Isn't that the cutest hat in the window?
Again next week, same time, same station, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies. This is Bud Heaston speaking for Hormel and Spam, reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? Even those who think they don't like chili do like Chili Con Carne the way Hormel makes it, because it's different and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.